shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, and online at philhendryshow.com. Do we have that lady Karen? Is that her name?
Yeah, Karen Dolville.
All right, well, hold on. We'll get to Karen in a moment. And what does she want? Just out of curiosity, excuse me, folks. What does she want to talk about?
She said she's seen you talking on Phil TV about a band about Hamilton.
Yeah, about Alexander Hamilton stuff.
Okay, all right. We're online at philhendryshow.com. If you got a backstage pass, you can watch us doing our video cast, as well as listen to us doing our video cast, as well as listen to us during the breaks. It's an uncensored feed. And at 9:15 Pacific, that would be 12:15 Eastern time when we begin the video cast. We're beginning at about 45 minutes before the actual radio show starts. And during that 45 minutes comes sometimes some pretty explosive stuff. I don't plan it. You know, the Long Island Medium says she doesn't script it, and we all know that she does. But on our little pre-show, our little reality show, our, you know...
Yeah, Long Island Medium is a lying, scum-sucking, no good...
Whoa, man. Let's not, you know... But on our show, it's absolutely non-scripted, and some days this camera goes on, and I'm in the worst mood, or in the happiest mood, or I'm feeling very generous, or I'm feeling very this or that, or something else. So join us for that with a backstage pass. You also get over 4,500 hours over 4,500 hours of our archived audio. You get interviews that we've done. You get access to our comments section where you can make your comments and sometimes interact with me. And that's always fun for a lot of people. And, you know, just a bunch of stuff. So join us at philhendryshow.com. New podcast dropped today, episode 41 of a new podcast. It's Jeff Dowder in National Remembrance Resource Center, National Remembrance Clearinghouse. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to hear this one. It's episode 41 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast, available through our podcast banner on our homepage at philhendryshow.com. All right, Karen Dolville. Karen, how are you?
Thank you so much, dear friend. I just love your program, and we are excited about listening to you tonight. We've moved into our new home. I don't know if I told you. We're in Adrian Center in North Carolina. And I don't know if I mentioned that. But Herb and I and Jerry has moved in. Well, Jerry and Herb are brothers. Did you know that?
I thought that he was your brother-in-law. I didn't know which the relationship was.
Yeah, he's my brother-in-law, and we love him. And we just get such a kick out of you. And, Jerry, what did you want me to ask you?
Well, I want to ask that the history. Now, Mr. Henry, I wanted to ask about a history. And
Hold on. Have him back off the phone, okay?
Is he too loud? Is he too loud?
A little loud, yeah.
Oh, you're too loud, Jerry. Come here, Jerry.
I want to ask, you talk about Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton, isn't it, Phil? Because we had an argument about that.
Yeah, it's Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, no. But it's not about a Hamlin. Buddy, no.
Well, he's talking about a Hamlin. Did you know about Hamlin? I don't, Jerry. Mr. Henry's very busy. You are very busy. And, Phil, we get such a kick out of you. You have made our lives so much brighter and so much more worth living. That sounds a little dramatic, you know?
Yeah, come on, honey.
Herb is telling me not to be so dry. I don't mean, honey, I love you. I love you. But other than the love that I have for Herb, can I tell you something, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. And when I married my husband, he said to me, oh, God.
Oh, you tell a story.
I'm going to tell just a little story. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I met my husband, Herb, at the University of Buffalo. And he said to me, well, let's get married. And I said, okay, I married this big lug. He said, I want to move back to where I'm from. And, of course, I loved him, and I always believed. You know,
the wife follows the husband, huh?
Yes. That's exactly right. Well, we wound up, ding, ding, in North Carolina. What do you think about that? I'm asking Phil. I'm not asking.
Well, you know what? If you're... Look, I'm, you know, what do I think about that? I think you've got to be happy. And I bet you anything, that guy you're married to, if you said, you know, Herb, I want to move back to Buffalo, I bet you he'd go. Would he go?
Well, okay. I'm going to ask Herb. Herb, honey. Honey?
No,
we got a Domino's pizzas here, Jerry. Domino's pizza. I hope they're a sponsor. Are they a sponsor?
I can't. What did you say?
I said we had a takeout pizza. We got Domino's. I hope you don't have another pizza place that sponsors you.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, good. Jerry! Oh, I'm sorry. Jerry, the door. Herb, honey, come here for a minute, honey.
Okay, and then I got to get going, all right? But I did want to find out about...
No, I want to ask you about Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, yes, I want to ask you, but Herb, Mr. Henry wants to know, and you are on your honor, Mr. Deauville, okay?
All right, honey.
If I said, honey, I want to move back to Buffalo, what would you say?
I'd have to go.
Stay ready. I want everyone to hear. Oh, my God. This is the first time he's ever said it. What did you say, honey?
He said he
would go. Oh.
See, I told you. Because he loves you.
Is that because you love me? Look at him. He's blushing. Is that because you love me? Come on, honey. Oh, isn't that sweet? Phil, he's a sweet man.
You sound like you got a wonderful marriage.
Oh, God. The only problem is Jerry, the brother, but that's okay. It's all right, Jerry. Are you having pizza? Do you like the hot... Phil, do you like the hot wings?
What did you want to ask me about Alexander...
Is the name Alexander?
Alexander Hamilton.
Uh-oh. Are you getting upset? I don't want you to get... Phil, I watch your Phil TV. We always watch the Phil TV, and sometimes you get upset. And I don't want you to get upset, dear.
No, I'm not upset. I'm sorry. You may see me on TV getting very gesticulating, you know.
Oh, I love that word. I love people that love words, don't you? I love people that love vocabulary.
Thank you very much, but we want to kind of stick to the point here.
Yes, but don't you love people? Herb, honey, Phil said gesticulating. Don't you love that word?
I love that badly, but...
Oh, stop. Oh, God. So crude. He's so crude.
I can almost imagine.
All right, Phil, here's my question. What did you want to ask him? Herb, what is... Alexander Hamilton, you said, did a what? That's what Herb wants to know.
He did a ban. Alexander Hamilton, who was eventually our Secretary of the Treasury.
Yes, I know that. Herb, you know that, right?
Yeah,
Alexander Hamilton was a colonel in the Continental Army, and he led a bayonet charge on one of the British redoubts, or if you will, trenches, that the British had built at Yorktown to defend themselves and to try to maintain control of the mouth of the river there at Yorktown.
Oh, it's a bunch of stuff. But I can't remember all of that. But he said a bunch of stuff, honey. He said that it was...
Hi, Bill. It's Herb.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that there was a redoubt. There were three readouts the British had at Yorktown.
Yes, sir. There were a number of them. One of them, and I believe that one of the most pivotal, was captured by Colonel Hamilton leading...
He was an infantry, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I know that Alexander Hamilton was attached to artillery.
It was infantry attached to an artillery unit that Colonel Hamilton then took his men, went across this space at a running charge.
With bayonets only, huh?
Yes, sir, with bayonets. And it was actually General Washington...
Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry, he was rude there, Phil.
I was just going to explain to him it was General Washington that gave Colonel Hamilton that command because Colonel Hamilton had...
You're wasting it on me, honey. I don't really care. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Did I offend you?
No, you didn't. I sometimes I get talking about this stuff.
I know, you know. My father used to go on and on and on about fly fishing, and no one cared. Isn't that what is that, Jerry?
Yeah, remember you died. That's all right.
Nobody cared. He'd go blah 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 blah. Yes.
Oh, God. Pathetic.
My father was so pathetic. He'd sit there, go fly fishing this and fly fishing that, and here's how you twist the line. Sound just like you. Yeah. Well, not just. I'm sorry, Phil. Not just like you.
No. That's okay. I know that people like me and your father, you know.
My father babbled. He babbled. He just blah, 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 all the time, you know. Listen, Phil. I'm gonna let you go, honey. All right. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us, though.
Well, I can't say enough of what we think of you and what we think of the radio show and what we think of everything that you have done for... I just think you really keep a lot of people smiling, you know?
Well,
I just think that. I think you keep a lot of people smiling and you keep a lot of... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there have been...
I just think you really do. And okay, goodbye.
Well, I appreciate very much that...
Yes, he's gone.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Karen, you know.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to...
But she kind of made a allusion, or what's the word?
Allusion
to it.
She made an allusion to what?
Well, yeah, I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, I blather on too much. Well, of course, I wouldn't want to do that. I only do a talk show. Why would I want to blather on?
Well, I mean, you know, blah, 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 blah about,
yeah, Revolutionary War, like, you know.
I'm so sorry. I won't bore you guys anymore with it.
Oh, come on. Grow up.
No, I'm sorry, you know.
Oh, come on, man. I don't do what you tell us not to do, but Bub got to man up now.
I'm manning up, okay?
Look at you, y'all. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, you look like you're going to bawl like a baby.
I'm not going to bawl. I just, you know.
Ha, 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 look at y'all.
Yeah, hey, 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 that right hand, didn't see it coming, did you, man?
That's dirty pool.
Yeah. Oh, man, did I sucker you into that one, man.
Man, you led with a left hand, too.
I did, didn't I? I had the left hand out there, and then boom, came with my right. That's a beautiful move.
Yeah, well, yeah, I love to see you do that. Ow, again.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. Joe Dickhead and the Professor ahead. They have been a big favorite of ours, a big favorite of yours. Joe Dickhead and the Professor with their picks. NFL weekend picks coming up on the world famous Phil Henry Show. That'll be at the bottom of the hour.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445, and online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. It is a smorgasbord, a potpourri, if you will, of insight, of out of sight, of the underbelly, of the overbelly. It's all messed up, man. And we're also, of course, available by way of the daily podcast of our show. If you're a subscriber, you get that delivered to your iPod or your whatever the hell it is you want something delivered to. Pardon my language.
Your sounds dirty.
Just don't point it out. So, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the return of Joe Dickhead and the Professor with their NFL picks and their special, quote, lock game of the week.
What's so funny about that?
Well, I always got to laugh at the lock game. That basically means this is a guarantee, you know.
Yeah, but you got to admit, Joe Dickhead, he's pretty good.
Yeah, okay, sure. The only reason why we use Joe, the only reason why we use him is because he doesn't, you know, we don't have to pay for his service. So a lot of these guys want you to give them some advertising comp, stuff like that. Joe doesn't, he just takes the free airtime. And then he goes out and makes his money somehow, some other way. All right, 877-876-7445. Let's take a phone call here. We have Justin on the line. Hey, Justin, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Henry. I was listening to a caller that you had on a moment ago. I guess her name was Mrs. Deauville. And when I was listening to her, it occurred to me that she reminds me an awful lot of my parents. They have friends like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay.
It was very disturbing, sort of, in a way, because people like that, I mean, adults like that, and I should tell you that I'm...
Wait, you said it was disturbing?
Yeah, in a way, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that I'm 17, and I'm also our senior class president at L.A. Canyon High School.
Okay.
In North L.A. County, and also there was a earthquake. It was a small earthquake today in epicenter of Beverly Hills, I guess, but there was a little bit of, I guess maybe there was a little bit of damage, but we're raising money. Our senior class is raising money for anybody that was affected by that.
That's cool. That's awesome. And I'm very L.A. Canyon High School, huh?
Well, yeah, but I mean, nobody was really affected by it. I just was supposed to say that.
I don't understand.
Well, my senior class is raising money for people affected by the earthquake today that was epicenter Beverly Hills. It doesn't mean it was Beverly Hills. It was like poor people could have been hurt, too. But then we found out nobody got hurt, but they still want me to say it, you know. So.
Who does? Your class?
Well, yeah, the class and my and our administration.
So they want you to say you're raising money even though no one's been hurt?
Yeah, because they, I don't know, that's just what they told me to do, because I told them I was going to go on, if I could go on a radio show today, and I got on your show.
Well, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard, man, and I'm awfully sorry for saying that.
No, I mean, I agree. But that's Mr. De La Fontaine is our senior class advisor. And Mr. De La Fontaine said, oh, you know, if you go on the radio today, and because he's heard me on some shows that I've been on, we did a student debate over on KJLH and some other stations. And
okay. All right. So Mr. De La Fontaine said, come on the air and say the senior class is raising money for earthquake victims. And today's earthquake was only a 3-point-something, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the epicenter, or not the epicenter, what the size, or
the seismographic. The seismographic reading, you mean?
Yeah, but it's called the strength. Yeah, the strength. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but no one got hurt. And
well, I heard about it, but I didn't feel it. But I live well north of Los Angeles. And as I said to someone, you know, an earthquake's got to be above a 5.0 for me to feel it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, excuse me for boring you, man.
No, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to get to why I called up.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't know that you had it. I thought you were calling up about the earthquake.
No, sir, no. I just wanted to say that because Mr. De La Fontaine wanted me to mention it. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think it's stupid, and I will probably get into some kind of trouble on Monday for saying it, but Mr. De La Fontaine, I think, you know, probably always wanted to be on TV or something. I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, Mr. De La Fontaine, sir, if you're listening, thank you, sir, for encouraging our young people to give to people who have been harmed or people who have been injured or otherwise put out by natural disasters. I think that's a very worthy thing. It was probably not necessary to have this young man call me up and do it anyway because there's been no injuries.
Okay, are you talking to Mr. De La Fontaine?
Yeah. I mean, if he's listening.
Well, I don't know if he is, but if you are, sir, see, Mr. Henry just said that, so you can't really be mad at me because I told you, it's like.
Yeah, you can. Did you say that to a teacher?
Yes, sir. I said, Mr. De La Fontaine, that's way up the butt. He's all like, ha ha ha. They let us say that instead of the other word.
Okay. So, in any event, Mr. De La Fontaine, thank you. What did you call about?
I called because of. Are you going to let me keep talking and everything?
Well, whatever you want to do, kid, or I'll hang up. I'm starting to flip out here a little bit.
Okay, forget it.
Jeez, what is up with people tonight?
Well, you yelled at the kid, you scared him, man.
Scared him? I thought that's what he wanted to call about.
No, he wanted to call about because he wanted to talk about a friend of his mom's who puts her hands all over him and creeps him out. And that Karen Doville mind him about that.
But what did you just say, man?
Yeah, I understood half of that, man.
Yeah.
I said, okay?
Okay.
I said that he wanted to talk about, okay, here's what I said. That he wanted me, or not me, okay, here's what I said.
Will you get to it? What did he say?
He said that he wanted to call up and talk about a lady that reminds, that Karen Doville reminded him of, and she always puts her hands all over him and everything.
Is she molesting him or something?
No, but she gives in to creeps.
All right, well, you know, I mean,
that would have been kind of cool to hear.
Well, I guess I raised my voice with the kid.
But maybe you call back.
If you're out there listening, Justin, I'm sorry, but I didn't know what you were, dude, it was just, it's one of those nights, what can I tell you? All right, so we have Joe Dickhead and the Professor coming up. We'll have our news and information hour ahead as well. I want to mention that Miami, that's weird, the Lions, Miami and Milwaukee, and it all came out Miami. The Milwaukee Lions will play live on Wang Radio and Phil TV in HD, the radio call only, on Monday at 1 o'clock Central Time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The Milwaukee Lions take on the D.C. Federal Brigade at Duckworth Memorial Stadium. Jack Gagner and Brett Morrison. I got it, bud. Okay. Yes, I see. Okay, man. Take it easy. God, you swear to God we're on a sinking ship or something.
He's here.
Great, he's here. Wow.
What are you jumping up and down for, man?
Just to get the kid called back.
Great, he called back. Now, look, I'm in a break, okay? And now I did... Anyway, check out the Milwaukee Lions. Monday is when all the Hillbilly Football Conference games take place. Live radio, Wang Radio, and the Phil TV and HD at 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific, at Phil TV and HD at PhilHenryShow.com. We'll be right back with this big, important call.
The kids call basketball great day.
Great. Super, super duper, man.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. In just a moment, we will have with us Joe Dickhead and the professor, and they will be giving us their NFL picks for this weekend. If you've never heard this particular feature on our program, Joe Dickhead and the professor, of course, are two NFL football analysts. And along with Harvey Wireman, has he worked that thing out?
Yeah, he figured out. Maybe Brent got some kind of eyeglasses.
Because Joe Dickhead was not really having a lot of success. It's one thing to be an NFL analyst and an NFL, but if you can't read the names of the cities, you know, like Kinky Natty, does he know that it's Cincinnati?
Yeah, now he does, yeah. Because you were the one who pointed that out to him. He was calling Kinky Natty for a long time.
I can't understand a guy doing that.
What?
Calling a city Kinky Natty. Calling Cincinnati Kinky Natty.
Yeah, well, you sort of can understand it.
No, I cannot understand it. I can't understand any American that even got through the first grade. All you got to do is hear people say it. I mean, you say, where are you from? Cincinnati. So how does some dumbass say it's Kinky Natty?
I don't know, man. I think Joe comes from the other side of the tracks.
I don't care if you come from other side of this. You know, there's got to be some problem there. All right. Let me just get back here to this young man here. I do apologize, Justin. And I pushed back this segment on NFL, the NFL picks, just to hear your story.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I got, you know, upset. I just wanted, I don't want anybody to get mad at me now because I butted in, you know.
No, you're not. You're okay. We're fine. In fact, talking to the professor, he said that they weren't exactly ready anyway.
Okay. I mean, all I was going to say was that my mom has a friend. Her name's Catherine Blaylock, and she does what that one lady did that you just had on your show a minute ago.
We had Mrs. Deauville.
Yeah, I think that was her name. And this lady that comes to our house and visits my mom, and she is from, I think, she's from where my mom, she's not from the town where my mom grew up.
Where's your mom from?
My mom's from Seattle, Washington. But I think she met her at college.
Okay.
And she comes to our house, and she'll go, oh, Justin, oh, you know, and touch my head and everything, and just touch area, you know, just touch me. Not like she's molesting me or nothing, okay?
Okay.
But she'll touch me, you know, like, oh, yeah, ooh, you know, oh, you're so handsome, oh, you're so this and that. And it really gives me the creeps, you know, because she'll have me stand there in front of her every time she comes to visit.
How often is she there?
Well, I mean, she visits my mom probably once a month because she comes down here on business and stuff. But she'll always be standing there, you know, going, ooh, ooh, Justin, ooh. And she's always, you know, grabbing my face and squeezing. I just think that that's really, I think it's, like, inappropriate. I know it's not, she's not trying to touch my, you know, my genital or, you know, area. Or.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. You don't have to get into that.
Okay, I mean, I'm just not saying that, but she really is, like, always grabbing my face and you know, my ears and taking the dimensions. It feels like she's squeezing my head or, I don't know.
And does she touch any other part of your body? I mean, does she grab your shoulders?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, she always got me standing still, and she's always smiling with this big, like a lunatic smile. And she's always, like that, you know? Let me
ask you a question here for just a moment, okay?
Yeah, but I, you know.
But hold on for a minute. Does she tend to wear sunglasses indoors?
Yeah, she does. She rarely takes them off.
Uh huh. Does she take them off?
Sometimes, but you know that was the other thing I said too. She always like staring at the ceiling and everything. I mean, I just think it's inappropriate for her to.
Okay, well, hold on for a minute.
But she's always grabbing my face.
Hold on. I believe what you have there, Justin, is a woman who is visually impaired, i.e. blind.
No, because she's always like, ooh, here's Justin, ooh, look how big you got. What do you mean? I don't understand.
She's blind, man. She's blind.
Well, what do you mean?
What do I mean? She's grabbing your face. That's how blind folks sometimes feel to see what people look like.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah, now I get it. What are you, an idiot or something?
What are you talking about, an idiot? I mean, is she allowed to squeeze your face and everything?
Is she allowed? No, only what you allow her to do. But your mother has probably encouraged you to stand there and let this woman touch your face, because that's how a lot of folks who don't see that, and then her just grabbing your shoulders. You know how she says you're getting big?
Yeah.
That's how she knows, man. She knows how you were the last time, and now she knows.
I don't know. I'll have to ask my mom about that, you know.
That's stupid. You gotta be. You don't know someone and be blind.
Well, how stupid are you, man? You don't talk good, you know?
I talk better than you know about a blind one.
All right, shut up, bud, for just a minute, okay? This is not your conversation. This is mine.
Well, I mean, what did you mean about her staring at the ceiling?
I'm just saying that a lot of times folks that cannot see, their eyes go to the lightest part of or whatever it is that they are seeing, or whatever it is that they are getting an impression of, wherever that brightness is. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
All right, well, a lot of times they are looking up, because there seems to be receptors, those receptors that still work visually for them, that seem to gather light from that area, and the eyes will look up a lot of times. And sometimes you'll see blind people even tilt their heads up. Does she do that?
Yeah, a lot of times she's looking up at the ceiling, and I told her one time, I said, you know, Mrs. Blaylock, you know, your food's on the plate in front of you. Wow. You know, and then my mom, like, yelled at me, and my dad kicked me, and
your dad kicked you?
Well, yeah, my mom said to get out of here, and as I was leaving the table, my dad, like, kicked me in the butt, and...
What did you say to this lady?
It's pretty funny.
Shut up! What did you say?
Well...
Bud!
Well, I mean, I said to her, because we were having dinner with her, and I said, Mrs. Blaylock, the food that you're eating is down on the plate. It's not, you know, it's not in the light bulb socket in the ceiling. And she's all like, and my mom goes, get out of here before I club you with this casserole dish or whatever she got. And my dad goes, yeah, get out of here. And he swung his foot up and kicked my, and brushed my butt with his boot. You know, that's the closest anybody's come to ever touching me. And my dad didn't molest me, but they asked us one time in school, has any adults ever touched you? And I said, my dad kicked me in the ass. You know, but
okay, that's all well and good, man. I'm trying to get the story here on this, Mrs. Blaylock. So what happened was this poor woman, who is a friend of your mother's and visits your mom and once a month.
Yeah, but here's where you're wrong, because she's always down on business in the L.A. area and stuff.
Yeah.
You said she's blind.
So what, man? Blind people work in businesses. Blind people own businesses. Okay?
No, that's a bunch of Goodwill Industries. Baloney. Yeah, that's what Mr. De La Fontaine said when he was teaching...
Oh, wait. Hold on for a minute, man. I'm not going to let you get away with that. That's what? That's a bunch of Goodwill Industries. And what is this about Mr. De La Fontaine? Let me tell you something, okay?
Oh, God. Are you going to give me a speech?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to give you a speech. Put this kid on hold, will you? I've heard about all I can hear out of him.
That's pretty funny, though.
What's funny? What am I missing here?
Well, I mean, you know, it's your food's on the plate.
Yeah, okay. It was funny for about 5 seconds. Mr. De La Fontaine, if you're listening, and you, young man, there are plenty of people with all kinds of different physical challenges that own businesses, that run businesses. I had a caller on my show. I'll never forget him. He had a voice that was a mid-range man's voice, and he was saying, how you doing, Phil? I said, I'm very good. He said his name was Bill or something. And he said, you know, you were talking about this and that. He says, you know, I run my business. And I said, what kind of business, sir? He says, I have a something. I forget what it was, but he had like 300 employees. He said, but I have to tell you, I do this and I do that, Mr. And I said, well, it's very nice. He was a little person.
That is that like with Billy Barty?
Yes, and we don't use the D word, okay?
Man, we get like really politically correct around here.
If we start using the D word, then we're going to go back to using the N word. How do you feel about that?
What? Man, you can't use the N word.
I'll use the N word if you're going to use the D word.
What about the F word?
And the F word's gone too, as you know. We have evolved on the Phil Henry Show. Call us a bunch of stinking liberals. I don't give a damn what you call us. We're not going to... It's a hurtful word for those folks. So he was a little person. You know what I'm talking about, folks. And through this whole conversation I had with this man, which was a good 3 minutes because we were talking about this business that he ran that was relevant to the topic, it never once occurred to me. And I think it came about when I said, do you work in the stock room? He says, a little difficult for me. I'm a little person.
He say that? He used that word?
Yes, he did. I want to say, wow. And, of course, that took it into a whole new direction. He says, I go to the convention every year. There's a Little People of America convention they have. And as I say, he said, I have two sons. I said, how tall are they? He says, they're both pushing 6 foot. I said, is your wife the same size? He says, my wife is a little person, too. We had two sons, and they're both 6 feet tall, and they help me in my business. And that's life, and that's how it goes. So you can see, you know, that the impressions that we do have about people are wrong.
Yeah, but that's not fair. He was on a talk show, and you didn't know you was talking to a dwarf.
Hey, man, said don't say...
Don't hit him. I'm the only guy that hits.
Get it out.
Don't say that word.
Dwarf, dwarf, dwarf.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Man, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Ow! You just abused a disabled person.
That's right, man. Yeah, I did. Yeah, what, do you want to call the cops?
Well, maybe not.
Uh-huh. You say that word one more time, you're fired. You understand that?
How come, man? You always say, like, a lot of words.
Well, I just made that executive decision. You know why? It isn't so much that you use the word. It's that you decided that you would purposefully disobey me in front of my entire radio audience. All 8 of them. And,
Yeah.
Anyway. And you made me look like a monkey, okay?
Yeah, you make me look like a monkey a lot of time, too. And besides, you just said monkey.
So what's that got to do with anything?
That's racial.
No, it's not, man. I know. I'm black, and I know that ain't racial.
You're making me look like a chimp. So chimp off. And if you... I'm telling you, use it one more time, bud. You're fired.
I know.
So anyway, that's the story of that. We'll be back. We got Joe Dickhead and the professor coming up next here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth. Be right back. Bitch, the Phil Henry Show.
I don't even want to go forward with any of these now. I don't want to go forward with it. You idiot!
All right, I'm an idiot. This... Never mind. This is Professor, and this has been the NFL. Been the NFL picks.
Are you guys done? I mean, you know, you've got all this extra time.
I don't know. Well, there's no point in me going on with these picks, because this jackass that's been my partner for I don't know how many years, draining off the funds, drinking up the profits, just like that guy, Ted Bell's father, this jackass, our very first show of the year, gave away the rough pick. Do you know the weeks that I spent, the years that I spent, Phil, picking that pick?
Well, you know, picking the Steelers over the Broncos, I don't think that's such a big deal.
And you had to repeat the what an idiot!
You know, it's not that big of a deal, Professor. It's not that big of a secret, Steelers over Broncos. Okay?
It doesn't make any difference. The Broncos are playing at home. The Broncos may be given a chance by a great many people that support them. The Broncos may be given a chance by a great many fans that they've had. So many of the wonderful fans they've had over the years. Yet this is Joe Dickhead, stabbed in the back. Stabbed in the back. I'm the professor, and I did the stabbing. And there's only... Mr. Henry, I'm sorry, but I don't see any other way out of it. I have tried as hard as I could to make him happy. I've even tried as hard as I could to make him love me. But none of this stuff, none of it seems to... None of it really seems to have any kind of... I don't care. Goodbye. I'm sorry. I wish I could have done things better. No! No!
What is going on?
No, please! Please! I let you down. You didn't let me down! I love you! I've always loved you! You didn't let me down! I'm only kidding. You idiot! You lousy, dirty idiot!
Is that shtick?
I don't know. You're looking at me like I know. How would I know?
I asked for a football report segment. I asked for two guys to come on and give us their picks for the weekend, and I hear what almost could have been a lover's suicide murder.
Yeah, it sounded like a suicide.
Oh, is that what you think it was?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, guess what? I just heard him say, oh, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, but then I heard the gunshots again.
I think the two of those guys cooked this whole thing up because they weren't ready. What do you think about that?
What?
I'll give it to you again. I think they cooked that whole baloney up because they weren't ready.
Why not be ready if you get it on an NFL?
Because they weren't ready. Because they were not, because they didn't think they had their picks down, because they didn't think they had the goods. They knew that they were scheduled to go, and they went, and they cooked up a big baloney thing about how, oh, I gave it away, you idiot, I let him down, I shoot myself, multiple shots.
No, it sounded like a real suicide, though.
Oh, did it really? How many times do you got to fire a gun to kill yourself?
Yeah, what if he missed?
What if he missed? That sounded like an automatic going off.
Well, yeah, I'm okay, so...
So, are you... That was a gun that was firing multiple rounds, Bud and Robert. That's not a suicide. That's some guy. Just sounds like some guy shooting a gun off into the air.
Well, I don't...
Yeah. I think they cooked it up. I think it's bullcrap. And before I have them on again, I want to make sure that they know what it is they're doing. Okay? Do you mind?
Well, I mean...
Do you mind? Just tell them. Do you mind? You know, Professor? Do you mind?
Well, he's just like that Bob Bakey, and he won't come on unless he's got an NFL music that he likes.
You know, what is it with these guys got to have their music? I don't understand that.
Bob Bakey and Simon Conjure want to have the music. That guy want to have the music, too. What you want him to say?
Well, get his ass back on the air. Is that why? Get him on the air right now.
Who?
Joe Dickhead. But I find out once and for all why that jackass would not be on, didn't have his picks ready, wasn't ready to go. Is that Joe?
This is Joe Dickhead. Holding for Phil Henry.
Yeah, okay. If I turn that music off, what happens? Joe, what happens when I... Well, I guess he won't talk, huh?
Pretty much.
All right, Joe. Okay, there it is.
This is Joe Dickhead. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I think that you're full of crap. I think you weren't ready to do the football picks.
That is an absolute slander, Bill. That is an absolute slander. And if you call my hotline now, I'll prove to you that it's a slander. I'll prove to you that we were ready for tonight's big game.
Really? Well, then, tonight's big game.
I mean, tonight's big game being the big game that me and the professor actually do, which is what we consider this to be our big game.
All right. Then tell me, who do you like in the Bears and the Colts?
The Bears and the Colts. The Bears and the Colts. I'll give you that in a minute, Phil.
Put the music back, bud.
Sorry.
Give you the Bears and the Colts here in a minute, Professor. Oh wait, the professor's dead. I shot him by accident after he was kidding about his suicide. But
Oh, do we have to get his music? Do we got to get your music back, honey? Sweetie? All right. Well, Phil Henry Show. News and information ahead. And like that, that guy, there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with the professor.
Yeah, Beth is dead.
No, he ain't dead. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Henry.